This is Radio Nepal and Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari summons joint session of Federal Parliament for 9th of January. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda pledges to collaborate with private sector to address problems seen in country's economy. Home Ministry directs security bodies to call back personal security officers deputed by breaching security management regulations. And winter storm kills at least 62 people across United States. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has summoned the Federal Parliament session on 9th January 2023. The President summoned the joint session of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly on January 9 at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers as per the Constitution of Nepal. The session has been called at 1 p.m. at the International Convention Centre in New Baneshwar. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said that the government is focused on sorting out the problems seen in the country's economy. During a meeting with a delegation of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries at his private residence at Kumaltar yesterday, the delegation suggested the government to prioritize the improvement of the country's economy. The delegation led by Chairperson Vishnu Kumar Agrawal on behalf of the private sector presented the concept of rebooting Nepalese economy along with the clear steps to be initiated immediately in order to revive it. In reply, Prime Minister Dahal asserted that the government's main attention was improving the economy and the government would collaborate with the Confederation for it. Similarly, a delegation of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry held a separate meeting with Prime Minister Dahal in Kumaltar yesterday itself. Prime Minister Dahal reiterated that reviving the country's economy was the government's first priority. During the meeting with the delegation of the Federation's office bearers, the Prime Minister said he respected the concern and worry shown by the private sector regarding the serious condition of the country's economy. Newly appointed Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said the nation's economy has not gone out of hand, pledging to take all possible measures to bring it back on track. During his meeting with a delegation from the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry yesterday, the finance minister said the private sector had a significant presence in the national economy and the government was sensitive towards the issues it was facing. Urging the private sector to work with high morale, he pledged to extend all sorts of possible support to keep the private sector consolidated. The Home Ministry has directed the security bodies to call back all the personal security officers deputed to the security of former and incumbent office bearers in various offices if they were deputed flouting provisions. Issuing a statement yesterday, the ministry directed the security bodies to call back security personnel within 48 hours if they have been deputed by breaching the security management regulation. Home Ministry spokesperson Parindra Mani Pokhrel in the statement said the VIPs would get the security personnel as per the regulations. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has instructed the ministers from the UML to work for the public interest. Chairman Oli's secretariat said Chair Oli called the newly appointed ministers to Balkot and instructed them to work for the good governance, prosperity and national interest. The UML has sent four ministers in the coalition government led by Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is meeting on the 6th of January 2023. Nepali Congress's Party Office's Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel said the meeting would convene at 1 p.m. at the Party Central Office in Sanepa on the 6th of January. The meeting would review the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly and discuss contemporary political issues. Advocate Dr. Dinmani Pokhrel has been recommended for the appointment to the post of Attorney General. The National News Agency said the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday recommended Dr. Pokhrel before the President for the appointment as the legal adviser to the Government of Nepal. The Election Commission is preparing to hold the election of the President by the 11th of February. Election Commission's assistant spokesperson, Surya Prasad Arial, said internal discussion had started as the date for the election to the post of the President should be determined in order to hold the elections at least 1 month before the completion of the current President and Vice President's tenure. The terms of the incumbent President and Vice President end on the 13th of March 2023. A high-level team comprising experts arrived in Kathmandu from China yesterday for the feasibility study and survey of the Kathmandu-Kerung Railway. The Department of Railways said that the Chinese technical team arrived to carry out the feasibility study of the Nepal-China cross-border railway, adding that pre-feasibility of the task was already completed. Likewise, the Embassy of China in Kathmandu also confirmed the team's arrival, stating that the first batch of Chinese experts had arrived in Kathmandu to conduct the feasibility study and the survey of the China-Nepal cross-border railway. The spokesperson of the department, Aman Chitrakar, said that the feasibility study process will be advanced in collaboration with the Chinese experts and the department. According to the press statement, the two countries will maintain close contact and coordination in jointly carrying out the work ahead with a view to building a trans-Himalayan multidimensional connectivity network. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 62 people have died across the United States in weather-related incidents. The death toll in New York City of Buffalo alone has risen to 28, with thousands still without power amid a monster storm, winter storm that has battered North America. In Buffalo, a state official said that military police are being brought in to help manage traffic in the city, where a driving ban remains in place. Looting has been reported in parts of the city during the emergency. The winter storm has also forced the cancellation of thousands of flights, including about 4,800 on Tuesday morning alone. Thousands of passengers have been left stranded at airports across the country. Conditions are now expected to improve with very little snowfall on Tuesday and slightly warmer weather on the way. Russia has banned oil sales to countries and companies that comply with the price cap agreed by Western nations earlier this month. According to BBC, the price cap, which was agreed by the G7 group of nations, Australia and the European Union, came into force on 5th of December. The cap prohibits countries from paying more than $60 per barrel of Russian oil. Russia has now said its oil and oil products will not be sold to anyone imposing the price cap. The presidential decree said the ban would take effect for 5 months from 1st of February until 1st of July. The decree also said Russian President Vladimir Putin could give special permission to supply to countries that fall under the ban. The U.S. Supreme Court has voted to keep in place a controversial Trump-era policy that blocked thousands of people from crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. Title 42 gives the government power to automatically expel undocumented migrants seeking entry. According to the BBC, the potential lifting of the policy had prompted concerns that the numbers of migrants at the border would rise. The Biden administration said it would comply with the ruling but called for reform of immigration policy. The court's decision was in response to an emergency appeal from some Republican-led states who had asked for the policy to remain in place. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report For yesterday, the maximum temperature was 18.4 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 3.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari summons joint session of Federal Parliament for 9th of January. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda pledges to collaborate with private sector to address problems seen in country's economy. Home Ministry directs security bodies to call back personal security officers deputed by breaching security management regulations. And winter storm kills at least 62 people across United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.